At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing James White, his ego, and his insistence that Tobias Reimann-Schneider, the pastor from Germany who wanted to do an international struggle session on Joel Webbin, how this guy needs a do-over and how everyone needs to sit down and shut up. We're going to talk about James White, his ego, and why I kind of think he might be the reformed Rick Warren, if you know what I'm saying. Like, the ego on that guy and his audacity to tell everyone, you know, sit down and shut up and give this guy a do-over for slander, basically. So we're going to dive into this story. There's a viral clip that came out of a podcast or whatever episode you want to call it that James White did last week. And I want to kind of expand the context surrounding it. It's the sit down and shut up clip that went viral. But let's expand that because the context is even worse. And we're going to dive into that. But first, I want you to know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. Now, part of the hard work that we did last week was we went through the 2 hours of Zoom call that was the primary source on the subject that we did a webcast, which is the word that James White's going to use. So we do some hard work around here for Evangelical Dark Web. Consider supporting and also check out my book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. I do have it in front of me. There it is. It looks pretty nice. I like the cover. Goes pretty hard. So anyway, let's dive into this video by James White. And the beginning part is pretty interesting because I get the sense that he might be talking about me, about Evangelical Dark Web, because last Thursday is when this came out, and that was the 14th, and we did a live stream on this subject on the 14th, so it is possible the first instance of an example that he gives is talking about me. I don't know that for sure. I'm sure other people might have also done a live stream on this subject, but nonetheless, let's dive into it.
Hey. Oh, there is going to be, someone's going to be doing a webcast on the Joel Webbin, Tobias Reimann-Schneider. I don't know why you can't say Reimann-Schneider. Controversy. And this is from someone who I know has zero knowledge of any of this stuff. But they're going to do a webcast. Please don't. Let me try this one more time. To all of you out there that are stoking the fires and putting up webcasts and everything else, I've said this before. Pastor Reimann-Schneider, Tobias, within a day or two of when, when he posted his webcast, and then the controversy started, and then the recording started bits of the recording started floating around. Whoever leaked.
By this point in time, the entirety of the recording, I believe, leaked. Just to be clear, so his information's wrong here. But, you know, he knows everything.
That first is responsible for everything that came afterwards. Whoever gave the recording or snippets of the recording from the beginning, even though the young man this is about did not want that to happen, you're responsible for all this. You are. Now that it's out there, then everybody's heard it now and needs to.
This is a bit of a Pontius Pilate exercise that he's trying to wash his hands of what he has stoked the fires of. You're the ones actually stoking the fires, not me behind the scenes trying to struggle session Joel Webbin, not him demanding excommunication and church discipline for a church, for an unsavory meme. Again, it's you. You're the one who's actually responsible for stoking the controversy here. And again, this is just nonsensical. So I'll let him finish.
But didn't have to be that way. And that only one side had it. So Keep that in mind. That next weekend, he had to travel to another country to speak at a conference there. All he had was his phone. His laptop had died. And then when he got back,
Boo-hoo.
He had three people flying in for a conference that they had set up months and months before. Jeff and Luke from Apologia and Joe Boot were speaking at their conference. And some of you saw a picture that I did a Zoom thing there wearing a Coogee sweater. And so...
Again, these men whom he listed just endorsed the public ministry of someone who did not repent of slandering another pastor. To me, that was disgraceful, and that's somewhat why this controversy got renewed and more people wanted to shove what Tobias Raymond Schneider did down the faces of the people who promoted him. Joe Boot and Apologia's Jeff Durbin and also James White to some degree. So I remember that. It's like these people would associate with him, but they wouldn't associate with Stephen Wolf. So major red flags on all those people, in my opinion. All those people, major red flags. But, oh, my laptop died. I can't respond to the pushback that I've gotten for slandering. I only have my phone. I wanted to launch a podcast, but didn't have the proper social media presence to promote it. And now, you know, that I got caught in the lie, you know, I'm going to have other people speak for me. It's like, no, no, this is effeminate behavior from Tobias. It's effeminate. Speak for yourself. Why are you dragging this out? And why all the fake apologies and stuff like that? And hiding behind people.
Rich just gave me that look again. Anyway, so we've said he's going to respond. How about you wait for him to do that? Oh, we can't do that. And then we have one other person. I'll be brief. We have another person who, yes, they dropped a webcast pretending to be able to read motivations and read minds. And he stinks at it. He may think he's good at it, but he stinks at it. Really does. The stuff he was saying, what he's predicting, laughable. Just, really? Seriously? Okay. Totally disconnected from reality. What color is the sky in your world?
I wonder who he's talking about here. Because I don't know everyone who did a webcast, which it's called a live stream, buddy. Webcast, like who uses that word? Anyway, let me know in the comment section who you think he's talking about here. I'm curious because I don't know who else covered this story. You know, I kind of, a lot of what I consume on YouTube is kind of escapist, or it's deeper into politics and history in different silos, so to speak.
This is the same fellow who just, you know, 10, 12 days ago, I forget when it was, tweeted Scott Annual. Now, Scott Annual, fellow professor with me at Grace Bible Theological Seminary, works with G3, godly man, great family, super stuff on Christian worship and the Psalter and the Psalms and worship, and has just done tremendous amount of great stuff and has a tremendous reputation as a godly man. And you may disagree with him on eschatology. Before G3 last year, we had that GBTS thing where I was sort of alone, but we had a friendly, brotherly conversation about political issues and postmillennialism and things like that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So, this individual tweeted Scott Annual, because Scott Annual had tweeted the link to Tobias's webcast. And he wrote to him and said that he should close his account, resign, and leave the ministry. close the account, resign, and leave the ministry.
So let's talk about what Scott Annual did. He tweeted and promoted slander. He deleted it. He did not apologize for promoting slander. So while corrections were issued, even from bad actors, even some bad actors in this space issued corrections and apologies. Scott Annual did not. He just deleted it without any apology to Joel Webbin. Yeah, I understand the calls for him to resign. I'm not saying I agree with them, but I can sure understand why someone would feel that way.
I don't even know what words to use to describe that level of foolishness. I really don't. But for me, that was it. As far as that individual went, I have no interest, none. The level of immaturity there is beneath notice. So just that was it. And that's happening every day. The stuff that I see, I don't see everything that's aimed at me because I have so many red avatar, blue-eyed guys already blocked that it just doesn't pop up. But I see enough.
So James White is not someone who can handle criticism, and so he just throws up the blocks. I don't block anyone on social media, just to be clear. There are some people who are muted. But if you look at this video, he disabled the like button. Might call that cowardly. Comments are turned in the off position. Again, might call that cowardly. He also talks about, then we started responding to yet another Stephen Wolf tweet calling me, or at least my views, moronic. And we demonstrate how Dr. Wolf is lacking in theological acumen, how that's a nice way to put it, and stuff like that. And we're at the end where he's talking about the same fourth graders and stuff like that. So this is a guy who does not want pushback. He does not tolerate a whole lot of negative feedback. He just wants to block people and, you know, yell at the cloud and all that. And just saying, just got to point out the context of what's going on here. You turn your comment section off for a podcast, YouTube video? Kind of weak sauce, man.
Only one side is stoking the fires and going, we will not wait. It's, again, we're back on the playground in fourth grade. Y'all sit down and shut up. Let the man respond, and then we can have a conversation about it. Okay?
When's he going to respond? When is Tobias going to respond to the slander that he put out? He had all last week to do it. I'm sorry, he can make a Twitter account, and I'm still calling it Twitter because it, you know, the Twitter link still works, and that's what you need to put in for website coding and stuff. But anyway, he can make a Twitter account and respond. What's holding him back other than he got caught? That the recorded Zoom call just completely outed him. He was not prepared for his own words to not reflect what he would later say in a podcast. He was not prepared for that. He got caught in two major lies. One, that he wasn't calling for church discipline. That was a huge lie. And the other, he mischaracterized Joe Webbin's warning about Corey Mahler sharing screenshots of what he said as the person affirming what Corey Mahler was saying. It is very clear in the Zoom call that he understood that this was not being cited affirmatively, yet in the podcast, he would say that it was cited affirmatively. And then he would lie about it being a language barrier. Miss me with that. That's why he's taken so long to respond, because he got caught in a lie and he doesn't want to fess up to it.
But right now, this is like romper room. And y'all just need to sit back and go, yeah, I think we've sort of lost control of ourselves. Yes, you have. Sit down. Shut up. Be patient. I know that's not something that works real well for you all. But stop it. Just wait. Conversation's coming. It's going to take place. But it's not going to take place in place of the necessary and constant warning about what's taking place in Reformed churches where the gospel is being decentralized for narratives of ethnocentrism, white supremacy, Jewish conspiracy theories, or whatever else comes along with it. We are not going to allow the real issue to be replaced by some personal issues between two men, which that was never the reason for the call in the first place. And there was stuff that had come before that, which isn't part of the call, et cetera, et cetera.
It was clearly the reason for that call.
You're making fools of yourselves. I don't know if you've looked at the people that are posting your stuff and their comments, but it's embarrassing. It really is. I really hope that I live long enough for some of you to come up to me 10, 15 years from now and go, man, I'm so sorry. I look back now and I just can't believe. We're trying. We are trying. All right, with that.
Again, this is the Reformed Rick Warren, the ego on that guy. You're going to admit in 10 to 15 years, if I'm still alive, that I was right. And you're totally going to care that much about this issue. Now, that's the end of the clip that I wanted to share. Quick note on this. So John Harris has definitely offered to facilitate a conversation. He's not even necessarily saying it has to be on his platform or anything like that. And he's got a bunch of people that have agreed to do it on the Joel Webbin camp. And Tobias Reimann-Schneider has supposedly, according to the report, agreed to the conversation in part with the caveat of he's not sure if he really... There's an indication that he can't independently make the call to go on and have this conversation. It sounds like he has handlers. And to be honest, I think people like James White stoke the fires to go after Joel Webbin. That's my opinion. That is clearly my opinion. I do know that he was involved behind the scenes. He is one of the names mentioned by Tobias himself. And he's been in constant communication with Tobias through this process to even cape up for the guy having a dead phone battery or no laptop and stuff like that. Cry me a river with all these lame excuses. But that's just my thought, because there's some beef between Apologia and the Right Response Ministries. Maybe it has to do with the fact that Joel Webbin surpassed Alpha and Omega Ministries on YouTube. Maybe it has to do with that. I don't know. But anyway, not my job to determine why. It's just there's beef and you can smell it. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do also subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you are new, have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.